Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
This is Rod Moselle with the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
And Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. We're asking you to join us and vote no on State Question 805.
805 lessens the punishment for habitual offenders like home burglars, cattle thieves, and even those using the internet to prey on our children.
Let's stand with sheriffs, district attorneys, victims of domestic abuse, and your fellow farmers and ranchers and vote no on Question 805.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans United Against 805, 4 Northeast 10th Street, Suite 445, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73104, 405-633-1270.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 5th. It'll be seen on Dish Network, Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 17,100 head to be sold, 2,600 yearling steers, 1,800 yearling heifers, 10,600 weaned calves. If you like details about when a lot may sell, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call for information 1-800-422-2117.
Well, Oklahomans are getting ready to cast their ballots coming up at the big election tomorrow with several critical topics this year. Radio Oklahoma Ag Network Farm Director Ron Hayes caught up with Congressman Frank Lucas. Lucas worries that if we do have a change in leadership, how this is going to affect agriculture.
Setting the personalities of the two candidates aside, you have a dramatic difference in the direction that their supporters and their platforms want to take you. I think Andrew Wheeler at EPA, probably the most logical, rational EPA director we've had for a long time. He understands ag, he understands the energy industry, he understands those things that matter. But then he spent a number of years working for Senator Inhofe. Jim was both ranking member and chairman of the Environment and Public Works Committee. Who will we get to replace Andrew? Will it be, as some would suggest, a Californian? Could it be somebody from Vermont? Oh my goodness. Secretary Perdue at USDA. I've dealt with a number of secretaries in my life, but having a secretary who's been a governor, who comes from a state that is as diverse an agriculture as we have in Oklahoma, meant that we've had an individual who got life was more than just one or two crops. He understood the full spectrum of crops, and has been a pleasure to work with as we've tried to address the bureaucratic things like that. Or even at Treasury, Mr. Mnuchin, working to create the Paycheck Protection Program with the Senate and going through the Small Business Administration, doing things that had never been done before, doing them in a hurry. Yeah, there were some challenges in getting it done, but it's held a huge amount of Main Street business together that would have otherwise been totally destroyed this summer and gone. In a change of administration, I would miss those individuals, and we'll have to start over and we'll have to train again. Elections matter, and whatever your perspective might be, voting is a right and a responsibility.
Congressman Frank Lucas reminding everybody to get out there and vote. Just a reminder, polls open at 7 a.m. on November the 3rd. Well, the 93rd National FFA Convention and Expo may have been virtual this year, but numbers indicate that many members across the country enjoyed the event. The numbers of viewers and participants totaled well over 217,000 people. Due to COVID-19, National FFA made the decision back in late June to host the largest student event virtually this year instead of in person. The event kicked off Tuesday of last week, and students had the opportunity to attend events on a virtual platform. Convention attendees had a chance to view the live general sessions on RFD TV, the Cowboy Channel, and you could stream it at FFA.org, where they saw all of their peers from across the country receiving recognition for their hard work and heard from this year's National FFA Officer Team. The virtual National FFA Convention and Expo was a great success, said Mandy Hazlett, Associate Director of Convention and Events for National FFA. She has good news for those who registered and didn't get to see everything they wanted. Students will still have access to all the great content and videos throughout the end of the year. That means if they still didn't get it all covered in 3 days, they do have time to go back, Hazlett adds. You've got farm news on Ron.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.